Now, boys and girls, this morning we're going to think about another very important time in the life of the children of Israel. You remember when we began to move through the Bible, the Word of God, we said that you could divide up the Bible very often in the way that you see God dealing with the children of Israel, who of course were his people in the Old Testament days. The first part of the book of Genesis, of course, tells us about how God created the world and all things. And then in the second part of the book of Genesis, you have all that we're told about Abraham, who was really the first person who was a Hebrew, who was an Israelite in this world. Then in the book of Exodus, how they were in the land of Egypt, you remember, and how God brought them out of the land of Egypt. And then in the book of Joshua, how he brought them into the land of Canaan. And then in the book of Judges, how God ruled the people in those days by those men who were called the judges, by those people who were called the judges. And then after the book of Judges, you're told all about the kings that ruled over the nation of Israel, and especially King David, and then the different kings who came after, and also the prophets who spoke God's word in the days of the kings, and then in other days as well. Now, beginning this morning, I want to tell you about something then, another period in the life of the children of Israel, which in fact sees the end of the kings and the children of Israel. After this particular time, there will be no more kings in Israel until our Lord Jesus Christ will come, of course, who is rightly called the King of Kings. Now, this period of time, now listen to this name, this period of time is called the Exile. I know it's one of those words, but you just think of it in your mind, the exile. And what it means is that God took the children of Israel out of their own home, and he took them away to be prisoners, you would say, in a strange land, in the land of Babylon. That's what exile means. It means being taken out of one place and being made to live in another place, like prisoners, like captives. And just as the children of Israel had been in exile, they'd been prisoners in the land of Egypt, so they were going to be in exile. They were going to be prisoners once again, this time in the land of Babylon. Now, why did God take them out of their own land, the land of Canaan, the land of Israel and Judah? Why did he put them into that land of Babylon? Well, it was because they would not do his will. They would not believe his word. They would not live in the way that he told them to live. And so before he took them into exile in the land of Babylon, God, of course, sent prophets to tell them how they should live, to warn them what would happen if they didn't live in the way that God said. And it's one of those prophets that we're going to think about this morning, and then next week we'll begin to see how the children of Israel lived in the land of Babylon. Now, a very important prophet, and his name was Jeremiah. And in fact, there's a book in the Bible, of course, which is called The Prophecy of Jeremiah, just as there is Isaiah, you remember, that we looked at last time. So there is a prophecy called Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah became a prophet when he was quite young. That is, he was 20 years old. Now, that probably seems very, very old to some of you, and it seems very, very young to others of us as well. But he was 20 years old. And God called him to be a prophet and said, Jeremiah, I want you to go and speak to this people, warn them what is going to happen to them if they don't live in the way that I tell them to live. Now, when Jeremiah heard that, boys and girls, well, he was frightened. He knew what would happen if he went and warned the people what would happen if they didn't do what God said. And he said, but Lord, I'm so young. I'm just like a child. I can't go and tell these people these things. But the Lord came, the Bible says, and he touched Jeremiah's lips. And he said, you speak the things that I tell you to speak. And as soon as God spoke, touched Jeremiah's lips, Jeremiah didn't argue anymore with God. He went and he told the people what God told him to tell them. He went into the temple, you know, the great big building in the city of Jerusalem. And he said to them, if you don't do what God says, God will come and he'll destroy this temple. He'll take you out of this land. He'll take you away to another land. And he'll cause this house of his even to be burnt to the ground. People didn't like that. And they turned in Jeremiah and they were absolutely mad at what he said to them. Now also some of the prophets in those days, they didn't only say certain things, but they did certain things as well. And Jeremiah did what we would think maybe are some strange things, but that's how God spoke to the people in that day. And one day, Jeremiah got a thing called a yoke. It's like a harness. If you've seen any pictures and you'll see oxen ploughing in the field, they have a yoke, a great big wooden thing over their shoulders. And they pulled, of course, the plough with this yoke. And Jeremiah got one of these wooden yokes and he put it on his shoulders. And he walked through the streets of the city of Jerusalem and he said, "Look, if you don't do what God says, God is going to make you to be like servants, like slaves, under the yoke, doing what other people tell you to do." Another time he went into a potter's yard. And have you ever been to a pottery? Pottery is where they make pots, of course. And he took one of these pots and he lifted it up before the people and he smashed it to the ground. And as all the bits of the pot went flying in all directions, he said, "Look, just as this pot went flying in all directions, God is going to cause you to be scattered in all directions, away into the land of Babylon itself." And the more Jeremiah spoke, the more he warned the people, the more enraged the people became. And one other very important thing he did was this. God said to him, "Now, Jeremiah, you have spoken to the people. You have shown these things to the people. Now, Jeremiah," said, "I want you to take my word and write it down in a book." A scroll, you remember, a roll. And he wrote down the words that he was told to write. A man called Baruch, he did the writing as Jeremiah heard God's word and told him to write it. And then Baruch took that writing into the palace of the king. It was winter time, and they were sitting in front of a great big fire. Now, did you know this, boys and girls? Do you know that in the Bible you can read about a pen knife? Ever know that? Isn't that a strange thing? A pen knife. And we're told that when Baruch went into the palace of the king with the word of God and this big scroll, then this man called Jehudi, he took out his pen knife. He was mad at the things that Jeremiah had written in this book, and he ripped it asunder with his pen knife and he threw the pieces into the fire. So Jeremiah went to God again. What do you think God did? God said this to Jeremiah, "Well, Jeremiah, write it again. Write it again." And when he did that again, my friends, the boys and girls, they got more and more mad at the things that Jeremiah was saying. Poor old Jeremiah. He was thrown into a dungeon, into a prison. One time they took him and they threw him down a well. You know what a well is? And they threw him right down a well. And they had to come, they had to put ropes down and pull him up out of the well. He nearly died in the well. And all because he said what God told him to say. Isn't that a strange thing? And just because he was faithful to God and those people didn't want to hear what God said, then Jeremiah had to take the things that they did against him. You see the lessons, boys and girls. Well, there are many lessons. Above all, that we are to hear what God says. Sometimes some of the things that God says to us, especially when he's warning us about things, warning us not to do things, and what will happen if we do them, then although we mightn't want to hear that, but we should hear it because God means it for our good. And remember this, even if we took, like that man Jehudi with his pen knife, even if we took and tore up the word of God, that doesn't make any difference. Years and years and years and years, boys and girls, people have been trying to really destroy God's word. You know, sometimes they've made big bonfires out of Bibles. We still have the Bible. After all these thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we still have the Bible. And in fact, our Lord Jesus Christ says that for as long as the earth shall last and the heavens shall be round the earth, he says, my word shall always be. But one last thing. God also told Jeremiah certain things about the people when they would go into the land of Babylon. And when they would go into the land of Babylon, then there would come a time when they would hear God's word. And because they would hear God's word, then God would bring them back into their land again. But Jeremiah is the prophet who told with others about what would happen to the people if they didn't hear what God said. And of course, as they didn't obey, God took them away into, you remember, the exile. And that period of time, very, very important period, when God then would deal with the children of Israel in the exile in Babylon.